You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a lot to get to today. Of course, it's Monday. We'll take a check of the markets. We'll delve into a couple of other stories. But, friends, over the weekend, a very disappointing realization set in for those families who were victims of the scandalous governor in the nursing home situation. We'll talk about that situation right now with Janice Dean. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've often wondered over the course of the last 18 months as the reopenings would be eventually coming, and hopefully we are getting to the point where that is in fact going to be the case. I have wondered quite often in the last few days and have even, as it's bubbled up to my mind, held these people in prayer, wondering how the reopening was going to affect and impact those who lost dear loved ones during the pandemic. And particularly if there were going to be those that did not receive justice for the wrongful deaths of their loved ones in our nation's nursing homes. We're familiar somewhat with the Governor Cuomo tragedy in New York. Governor Murphy actually has a higher percentage of nursing home deaths than Governor Cuomo has. That takes a lot of doing because Governor Cuomo killed nearly as eight times the number of 9/11 victims in the nursing home policies that he had here. But Michigan's governor, Ms. Whitmer, and the Pennsylvania governor, Mr. Wolf, also adopted these same policies. And this weekend, there was a letter delivered to Congressman Steve Scalise, who had been fighting for a Department of Justice investigation to look into the wrongful deaths of these loved ones across the country, but specifically in those four states. And he was met with a fairly curt notice from the Department of Justice this weekend saying, we've looked into this and we've decided there will be no more looking into it. Here to respond is a woman who, without her valiant, consistent, steadfast voice, none of this would have seen the light of day. Janice Dean, the senior meteorologist at the Fox News Channel, and just a dear person. And we love having her on the show. Janice, thanks for being back. I sadly read the letter to Congressman Scalise in your Instagram feed this weekend. It certainly didn't get the news that I thought it merited. I did discuss it on my show on Saturday night. But for those that are in your situation, and my listeners may remember, you lost two loved ones, your husband's mother and father, in the COVID senior scandal. What's your reaction? What's your feeling today? How are you progressing with the realization that the government is saying there's not going to be closure for you right now?
Well, I'm not surprised. And, you know, obviously it was a shock when it happened and I read the news, and Representative Scalise has been really great behind the scenes for the families. He has made, you know, it known to me and others that he was going to try to find out how that DOJ investigation was happening, you know, what was happening with it over the last several months. So that's why he wrote a letter to get some answers as to whether or not the Biden administration was going to continue to carry the torch. And so I'm not surprised that the Biden administration decided to, you know, bury it under the rug, which is essentially what they did. And so that's basically what the letter said to Steve Scalise. And he forwarded it to me on Friday because he thought I, you know, was owed an answer. So I was really upset. But again, you know, not surprising. And I guess I take solace in knowing that the DOJ investigation that started under the Trump administration was the springboard to the other investigations statewide of this governor in New York. So although I'm really disappointed with the DOJ's decision, I'm not surprised, and I will continue to hold out hope for those investigations that are ongoing here in New York State.
Well, and I think that that's all very important for people to hear because, Janice, as you know, there are thousands of families impacted by this. And to essentially say to someone that, you know, that it's just not important. Like the concern about looking into it and getting a final understanding of what happened and how it happened and maybe take steps to not, to prevent it from ever happening again is just curtailed. It's just cut off. You know, my heart goes out to every New York family and all the extended family members that lost people in this condition. Because Janice, I think it's important to not let people forget. People just like you and your husband had to say goodbye to people over Zoom. You weren't allowed to mourn their loss. You were prevented from having access to them in ways that just seemed cruel on every level. And all of it was avoidable if we had just not adopted this strange policy of refusing the federal help and just putting the patients where they wouldn't make all other vulnerable patients sick.
Correct. And I think it's irresponsible, like you mentioned, that our government, our federal government, doesn't want to get to the bottom of why these governors decided to put infected patients into nursing homes and not allow any of us to make the decision of what to do with our loved ones with that information of, you know, them basically ordering sick patients into places where our most vulnerable resided. You know, that was not based on science. And that's what that investigation could have done. And I don't know that we'll ever get answers.
Janice, what is next? I know that people have kind of turned to you as kind of their, you know, rock during all of this, which is not really fair because you've had to deal with your own pain in the process. But I know there's a community that's come about because of the mutual circumstances that so many of you found yourselves in. What's next for what you're doing and hope to do? Is it just to look at the state cases and just say, well, put all bets in on that and hope that we get some form of justice?
I hope so. I mean, listen, I'm going to continue to rally and continue to spread the message. I'm going to be, you know, hopefully on your show and other shows in the coming months. The Attorney General, of course, is going to come out with her report. He already has enough to be impeached, but I don't believe in our lawmakers here in Albany, unfortunately. I believe that, you know, they are spineless and scared of this governor. So I always say I'm on the side of the angels. We're on the side of the angels, and that will prevail. And, you know, he's going to have a judgment day, whether he realizes it or not, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in a month, whether it's in a year or several years. And he's up for reelection next year, and the voters can vote him out. So I'll continue to try to be a loud voice for all that don't have one.
Have you spoken with any of the people that are running for the gubernatorial office? I'm thinking specifically of Congressman Zeldin, and expressed to him the concerns about how the governor's office was used during this time and had any response?
Yeah, I've spoken to him a couple of times. He's obviously very vocal about, you know, this governor's shortcomings. And hopefully we'll capitalize on that. You know, there are several people that are going to run against him. You know, I hear rumors that, you know, people in his own party are going to try to run against him. So I don't care what it is that eventually brings him down. I don't care if it's because another person in his party decides to run and that's a more popular candidate. He's just not a good person, and that's what it kind of comes down to. If he had admitted at the very beginning that he made a mistake and he would spend the rest of his career trying to right that mistake, and if he had met with families and he had written condolence cards instead of writing a book and selling it for $5 million, we wouldn't be here. I would have accepted that and moved on. But because he blamed everyone else and will not take any responsibility, and has so many other things that he's done to hurt people, You know, he deserves to go.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt about that. Janice Dean, you watch her in the Fox Weather Center, but she's doing a great job of speaking up on behalf of families who lost loved ones due to the nursing home malfeasance of Governor Cuomo in New York. And I know that families in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Michigan find themselves in the same boat. And we wish each of you in all of those places equal footing on getting justice for your families. Janice Dean, always appreciate your time. Thanks for carving out some for us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more news of the day and, of course, the most in-depth analysis from the smartest people. It's why you turn to Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. That's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Specials tab. When you do, you'll find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. But Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels. These are made in the USA with 100% USA cotton and offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at about $109 per order. Now for a limited time, reduced to $39.99 with promo code WMCA. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. And use promo code WMCA.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Metal Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jen Harvey of the Huddle, and I am inviting you to our annual conference being held on August 7th at the Rehoboth Cathedral in Brooklyn from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our theme is Dry Bones, Arise and Live Again. The past 20 months have been extremely difficult and filled with uncertainty. This is not over. There is more to come, but God doesn't want his people to be kept in the dark. He wants us to have a plan and to prepare. You can't afford to miss this event. The Word, the worship, food, fellowship, information, and insight is going to be unrivaled, and it's all free of charge. Call us at 1-347-292-9497. That's 1-347-292-9497. You do not want to miss this conference.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'd like to invite you to join us this Friday for an online experience called Sea Life 2021. In this 6-episode video series, we're sharing stories, insight, and encouragement that will inspire and empower you to live out your pro-life views. You'll also discover valuable resources to help you step up and get involved in the cause. This is a digital experience you and your family won't want to miss. Visit focusonthefamily.com/sealife.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, happy Monday to you. A lot to still get to in today's big show, but something that I have talked about, and you know my own personal travails with being banned on Twitter, and having the kind of psychological impact of just having an audience taken away from you like that is rather remarkable. But I'm small fish in the big sea of where big tech is going and what people are trying to do to shut down free speech. And you know that one of the websites, one of the outlets that I utilize a lot, I recommend to everyone, even though they are technically the competition to the place I write for, which is townhall.com, read me on Sundays, is The Federalist. And I appreciate the sensibilities of the writers that they hire, and I appreciate the tone with which they take a very sober tone about everything that they do. And one of their rising stars is staff writer Jordan Davidson, and she filed a story last week, just 6 days ago, actually, that highlights the fact that the White House is relying on foreign money, dark money, a group that is in that category that tried to deplatform the Federalists to justify censorship. Now, this is all part of the big scam. Big tech is in bed with the Biden administration, and the big tech is basically operating as a propaganda arm. But I had not heard about this one in particular, and deplatforming a website is a little bit more difficult than just shutting down one individual. Jordan Davidson now joins us to discuss. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Kevin.
So what did they do? What exactly did the White House try, or did this dark money group try, and how successful were they?
Yeah, so the White House is relying on a group called the Center for Countering Digital Hate to sort of fume and fuel this censorship campaign where they collude with big tech. They try and crack down on people that they think are spewing wrong opinions about COVID or politics or whatever big tech decides to censor this week or next. And this happens to be the same organization that last summer colluded with NBC News, a very corrupt corporate media organization, to send a report to Google and kind of draw Google's attention to the Federalists and say, hey, we think you should deplatform these people. We think you should demonetize them for their coverage of the riots that are happening, that were happening last summer and all of that. And so Google actually used this report, and NBC News used this report to target the Federalists.
Now, I want to make very clear about the Federalist. You guys are a nonpartisan website. To my knowledge, I don't know of anybody that you endorsed or didn't endorse as a formal editorial voice in the last election cycle. I might be wrong on that. I think if people read your stuff, they know that most of your writers come from a common sense kind of center right perspective. But I have seen the occasional center-left person be able to write for the Federalist and explain something that was rather important in a common-sense way. And I just find it odd that when you are trying to play, you know, the journalism game as with a straight face as possible, and I don't know of anybody that encourages their newsroom to do that better than Molly Hemingway. She's a very serious writer. She's a very serious journalist herself. And it seems to me that when they're coming after people like you, this is really beyond the pale, because they're not even allowing for just goodwill disagreement anymore.
It's true. And yeah, the Federalists pride ourselves on airing these opinions that the corporate media and that other organizations don't want. And that's really at the heart of this censorship campaign. It's to suppress dissent. It's to suppress any narrative that the Democrats, the corporate media, the White House, you name it, big tech, they don't want to get out. And it's really unfortunate that the Biden administration has so openly suggested that this is okay, and that the corporate media has just taken that and run with it. It's just very strange, and it should be very alarming to people who aren't conservative even.
How did a group like this come into contact with the administration? If they're this obscure and this kind of, you know, off the radar, it seems that there has to be like an official connection somewhere.
I mean, as far as we can tell, they're a non-governmental organization who's used their platform to sort of advocate for the same things that the Democrats want, which, you know, when they're talking about censoring certain sites and fact-checking, you know, in quotes and all of that, that's very attractive to the Democrat platform. That's something that they utilized over the last year and a half, like I said, during the election even. And, you know, we're not really sure how they're connected, but we know that the White House is relying on this report from them that says that 12 users on big tech sites are responsible for spreading most of the harmful and dangerous vaccine hesitant information on the site. And that's what the White House is using as their primary source for issuing this collusion between them and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that and it's going to be until we have some sort of direct action that challenges this. And God bless former President Trump for being willing to file these big lawsuits. And let me ask you your opinion as someone who's in the space. Do you think that by taking it to the courts, we can get adjudication and fairness for free speech and not this bullying, manipulative behavior that we're seeing from the social media giants now?
I think there absolutely needs to be action. And, you know, something we've heard sort of from libertarians or people who don't want to associate themselves with certain parties, or they're like, oh, well, they're a private business. They're a private company. They have the right to do that. But it's not a private matter anymore. The government is involved, and the White House has very clearly stated that they have a vengeance against certain dissent that's happening. And at that point, you have to utilize the tools at hand to make sure that you don't get deplatformed and you don't get censored, and that you still have the right to state what you want and state your opinion.
When this went down, what was the Federalists' response? How did Ben and the others approach this?
There was a very, very strong response from everyone at the Federalist. Obviously, we don't take kindly to anyone trying to deplatform us. So Sean Davis, one of our co-founders, Ben Dominich, another co-founder, Molly Hemingway, our, like you said, star journalists, all called out this, what it was Google using a report from a corporate media outlet, which we have repeatedly said is a very elite Democrat organization used to push agendas, and relying on this report from another very leftist organization advocating for leftist narratives. And you can just see, I mean, you want to believe it's a conspiracy, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you are speaking up, Jordan, and I'm glad for everything that the Federalist is doing. Keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight, doing everything that you need to do. And thanks for sharing it with us today at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
All right. We've got more news of the day just ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night, and it would be released the next Wednesday, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night. The judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family. And not just the number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot of news yet to come today. David Fisher will be here with a check of the economy and some final thoughts today. Wait, what's this in my ear? Breaking news. We have some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yes.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Right now. Listen right now. Breaking news. The First Lady of the United States is leaving the Olympics to go to Hawaii. And that concludes the breaking news for this portion of the show. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Dr. Gina Loudon is back. And Dr. Gina, I know it's, you know, it's earth-shattering when Jill Biden decides to leave an Olympics that I guess nobody's watching to go to Hawaii to spend time there doing God knows what. But anyway, that's the breaking news this hour, and I thought everyone needed to know right now that that's where Jill Biden was on her way to. Welcome back. Always good to have you. You know, the Olympics in our household have always been like a big tradition. We love cheering for the USA and waving the flag and getting excited when our teams do well. And, Dr. Gina, I don't think we even won a medal in the first 2 days of competition this year. The ratings are awful. No one's even the vice president's. I mean, even the president's wife left. What's going on here?
I think that was a funny slip that you almost called her the vice president. very Freudian.
Freudian, more Freudian than we know. Well, you would know. You're the human behavioralist.
but yeah, you know, we really have just disintegrated to the point where the only sport that has any merit with the American people any longer is UFC, which is hilarious. I don't know. I find something so funny about it, but it's because it's uncensored. It's because people can they keep politics out of it. When politics comes into it, like Donald Trump walks in, they greet him and everybody moves on. We have de-Americanized sports.
Well, it's one of the things where and I know that probably 4 years ago we were starting down this path with the Olympics, that, you know, maybe there was some political stuff zipping in, but it hasn't been that many cycles that this has been the case. And I remember as a kid, every time, you know, the U.S. Olympic hockey team, all amateurs beating the pro Soviet team, greatest moment in American sports history, and we did it in front of the world and at Lake Placid, and, you know, kind of on home ice. And, like, I remember that informing part of my patriotism, part of the why it's great to be an American and cheering for America. And now our own athletes that go to the games don't want to cheer for America, and they're playing on the American team. Like, I saw that the USA basketball, we should have never lost our preeminence in basketball in the Olympic arena, and we lost to France. We lost to France in the opening day. I mean, how much more embarrassing can it be if you're a basketball team than losing to France?
Well, embarrassing is, you know, looking at the Swedish volleyball team compared to the American one. And, yeah, you know, and seeing all of the defeat that, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I don't believe in karma per se at all, but it is interesting to see where God is blessing and where God is leading this nation. And it tells you that he really does still have a hand in all of this. There's no doubt about it when you look at just these Olympics right now and just the way sports are going. I find it fascinating because people want to discount God's role in all of this, but you can't when you watch this, because his plan is so obvious when you look at winners and losers and the way that God is creating this reality right now.
Well, I don't think that I've never been one to teach that there's a theological favor when it comes to sports. But I do think that if you are fortunate enough to train and to be able to put on the red, white, and blue, and this goes for basically any walk of life. If you put on the red, white, and blue and you call yourself a representative of this nation, I think there is a special obligation that bears with that. That you represent the values, the morals, and the high excellence that comes with being an American. And sadly, I just don't think that anybody thinks about that anymore. I don't think that it is a proud thing for these athletes to say that they're on the American Olympic team, and that is very sad. My kids will not know the great joy it was to see some of those great moments in years gone by. But
yeah,
Dr. Gina, always appreciate it. Hey, real quick, what's on your big show tonight, 7 o'clock on Real America's Voice?
That's right. And hopefully we have one Kevin McCullough on tonight. We usually do on Mondays. And big show in store. We're gonna definitely discuss the women being drafted issue. There are some interesting angles on this topic that we're going to get into tonight on Dr. Gina Primetime, and hopefully we'll have I know we have Maureen Bannon on the show about that, and hopefully we will have Kevin McCullough on as well. And always a great time when you're on the show,
big,
Kevin. So
big power hour every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Real America's Voice. Go check it out. Dr. Gina, thank you as always.
Thank you as always, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming back to the check of the economy when we return with David Fisher. Stay here.
Is it time to push reset and get away with God? Christian travel creates purposeful pauses to discover the most scenic, sought-after destinations while you immerse yourself in the wonder of God's creation. As you travel alongside the world's top Christian leaders, every step of the way will revive your faith and awaken your sense of wonder. Imagine morning devotions on the deck of a cruise ship as you pass towering Alaska glaciers or tropical Caribbean islands. Perhaps you're longing to set foot in the very places where Jesus walked and taught in Israel. Every day on a Christian cruise or tour brings you to new vistas while you enjoy uplifting music and powerful messages. Get away with God in a faith-focused journey, and the unforgettable memories you create will refresh you long after you return home. For more information, visit InspirationCruises.com or call 800-247-1899. That's InspirationCruises.com or call 800-247-1899.
This is Carol Platt-Liebau for TownHall.com. Over the past weeks, Americans have seen the Cuban people fighting for liberation from a communist regime that's oppressed them for more than half a century. Our country has long considered itself a friend to oppressed people everywhere. That's why it was disgraceful to hear President Biden's Secretary of Homeland Security sternly warn the Cubans they weren't welcome here in the United States. What makes this behavior doubly shameful is that the Biden administration has essentially lifted all restrictions at America's southern border, where migrants under no immediate threat are streaming in. It's enough to make a cynic think the Biden administration only welcomes migrants it believes it can convert into Democratic voters. And surely Cubans, fresh from a communist hellhole, will have no patience with the creeping socialism espoused by too many Democrats these days. Whatever the reason, desperate Cubans deserve better from their American neighbors. I'm Carol Platt-Liebau.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabal Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or Queso Hayo cheese. It's summertime. And what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabal meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabal meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Sabal meat products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabal Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabal Meat Products, tradition of quality.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you know, the reason we do Money Mondays is because I have a passion to help you make sure that you're a good steward of that which you've worked so hard for and that which you're trying to leave as a legacy to those that you love. And David Fisher is my partner in this. Landmark Capital has been a faithful sponsor of Kevin McCullough Radio and so grateful to have them here. David, we often talk around gold and silver a lot, but it's good every now and then for us to just go back to basics because people come and join us, and some of them haven't been here as long as others, and they may not have learned some of these basic things in the past. But, you know, there are some misconceptions about gold and silver. There's some things that everybody needs to know. So let's talk basic 101 of the gold markets. What drives the metal markets?
we're going to talk about the big picture and the small picture also. So if you, the big picture, Kevin, if you look back in the, you know, first of all, metals are supply and demand. And if you look about the supply side, if you go back into the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, every one of those decades, the industry, the miners, found at least one 50-million-ounce gold deposit, at least 10 30-million-ounce deposits, and countless 5 to 10 million ounces of deposits. But if you look at the last 15 years, it's a complete different story. We have found no 50-million-ounce deposits, no 30-million-ounce deposits, and only just a handful of the 15-million-ounce deposits. The gold market's been bought aggressively by central banks. And so that is what's driving the market here and causing the markets to go up, because they look at, you know, debt, they look at low interest rate, and they're holding dollars, and they have to sell the dollar because they're forced out of the dollar because it pays no return on their money in reference to inflation. So yeah, we've seen this happen. The small picture is, and we just talked about this, you and I, before we came on, and that is the small picture of gold is this is the time to buy it, because in August and September is the biggest months of gold, and October is when CDs come due. Also, India and China are the big buyers of gold happen this season, and October is the scary month for stocks because it's Black Monday. So there's a lot of money that goes into the gold and silver market. That's the small cycle within the big cycle of gold and silver.
All right. Well, how is silver any different than gold when it comes to the markets?
Well, it's a little bit more industrial. Silver is the most versatile metal on the earth. It uses in many applications. We've seen it, you know, as far as investment, 25% of all the silver mine goes for purchasing for investment purposes, and 50% goes for the industrial side. The other portions are silverware and jewelry and photography. But silver is, you know, used in many systems like water purification system, electronic devices, even laundry detergent. But for 2001 to 2020, for that duration, only less than a half of a ton of silver has been able to be mined. So not much silver has been able to be brought out of the ground, but over the thousands of years, more than the quarter of the silver has ever mined happened previously. So the production side is slowing down, and we're going to see the demand side go up because, and we are seeing that, because people are anticipating inflation.
So that's a good kind of overview of gold and silver. What are some of the misconceptions about holding precious metals in people's portfolios?
You know, I could list a ton of them, but probably the big handful of you is, you know, how do I go to the grocery store and spend my gold or silver? You don't. Just like you don't go to the grocery store with your stocks to go buy groceries or go to your gas station fill up your tank with your stock portfolio or your CD or anything else. You use gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and a diversified portfolio. Another one is, you know, where do I get rid of it? Well, that's what Landmark Capital does. We provide a two-way market. A couple other things are, you know, how does Landmark Capital differ from my local person when I can see them face to face? Well, we're not a mom and pop's coin shop. We don't have paper money here or any sports paraphernalia. We specialize in precious metals as an investment. And if you went to your local person there, we're not putting local businesses down in any way, shape, or form, but if you haven't heard of the thing called these terms called the four columns, or another term called sight seen versus sight unseen, and they never told you how to buy physical gold or silver in your IRA and take possession without a tax liability, you're probably working with a novice when it comes to the true guts of how this works as an investment. That's why we always say choose who you're going to work with before what you buy.
Yeah. No, I think that's really important. So we've talked a lot about inflation. We've talked a lot about the Fed. We've talked a lot about debt all in the past few weeks. Let's talk about something positive. What does the future for precious metals, given everything you've told us about the lack of mining and supply and the increased demand, what does the future look like for precious metals?
Well, I could say some things as extremely prominent. I'll take the back seat and let some other people who have done surveys here recently lead the charge on this. There's a guy by the name of Peter Grandrich of Peter Grandrich and Company. He says that the U.S. stock market is likely going to experience what Japan did in the 1990s, an implosion and a stagnation before there's a long-term recovery. He says, here's his quote, "I'm going to own more cash than anything else between now and the end of the year." And he says, "Over the next 2 years, there's a possibility we will suffer the biggest decline that will surpass any of the worst declines we've ever seen in history in the United States. We are in the mother of all bubbles. It's going to pop with no fast recovery, and gold is going to hit $4,000. That's Peter Grandrich. Another associate says that there's 38% the people are already buying gold right now of the public, while 40% of the non-gold buyers are going to jump in the market in the next 3 years because they see portfolios needing it for asset diversification, for upside potential, and to hedge against the uncertainty of inflation and a downside risk in the stock market." So that's another survey that was done by the World Gold Council and Greenwich Associates. So there, people are preparing their portfolio for a big movement in gold and silver right now.
Yeah. Well, friends, I hope that some of this has been helpful, the basics of gold and silver and why they're important. If you would like to know more, call David's firm, 844-604-2575. They've got a lot of free literature that they're glad to share with you. And you can learn more by joining their YouTube channel. That's on YouTube. Just put in Landmark Capital in the search button, and then it'll pull it up. And there's lots of resources there for you at no cost as well. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. The website is landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
The Ask Sister Jean Live Gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970 and Sister Jean will pray for you.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there.
Heather's arm is in motion, but she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I'm so glad that you spent your Monday with us. Thank you for being here. It's always an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you here. And I don't take that for granted. And if you miss any part of the show, the podcast is always up, and it's never behind a paywall. You can go to SoundCloud.com and search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. You can do the same thing at Apple Podcasts. I believe you can do it through TuneIn and some of the other podcast aggregators as well. But I know that those two main hubs have everything that we do within just minutes of it having been done. So go and enjoy our content, all of it for free. As I said, never again behind the paywall. Now, I've always heard that the left are pro-women. Did you hear that? I've always seen the National Organization for Women and the National Abortion Rights Action League and Planned Parenthood, all these people say that the left are the people that are supporting the women. But here's my problem. In just the last little bit, just since the beginning of this year, it seems like almost everything they've done has been to hurt the women. If you're talking about, for instance, competitive sport, these same people that have been saying we're pro-woman, they don't want women to just compete against women. In fact, they want to call me a name for saying that biological males aren't women in the competitions where they're competing against one another. But the problem is that it's just not true. See, I'm not down with gender. I'm very, very down with sex. I know what sex is. I'm not. Gender confuses me. Whatever you want to pretend you are and call yourself that, that's fine, whatever. Just don't allow people of a different sex to compete against one another in a competition that's designed to be against the same sex. Women are losing out on scholarship opportunities, especially now that the NCAA is going to start paying their athletes. Women are going to start losing out on scholarship opportunities because the male athletes, the biological males, are going to have a muscle and bone-sized advantage. They're going to be faster. They're going to be stronger. But that's just one example. Last week, going into the weekend, some Democrat on Capitol Hill thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's draft the women. So there's now legislation running through Congress trying to force women to register for the draft. Because nothing says, you know, women, like shoving them off to war. By the way, what kind of pansy House congressman do you have to be to say, I want ladies to go fight my battles for me? Come on, dudes. Where's your dudeness? Anyway, California is a place where a lot of this got started, a lot of this ideas, a lot of these very strange, kooky ideas. And it's no wonder, just a little update for you here, that my very good friend Larry Elder took a 10-point lead in the California gubernatorial race this weekend. First poll that's been out for quite some time. He is polling 10 points ahead of the next closest competitor, was the guy that ran against Gavin Newsom in the last cycle, and even further ahead of Caitlyn Jenner. Because, you know, women. But that's the thing. Larry Elder's a voice for common sense, voice for God, voice for faith, a voice for radical truthfulness in a day that is increasingly dishonest. God bless him. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.